I start with sites that I trust, like Urban Spoon. Yelp sometimes has a lot of good reviewers on it. TripAdvisor, all of these, but you have to take it with that proverbial grain of salt. You might have a restaurant that's stacking the deck in their favor, hiring people to post positive reviews.
Sneaky.
Telling all their employees, hey, you know, you got to go on and give us a good rating. I don't think there's anybody out there who really believes that everything they read on there is going to be true. And you need a vacation from a vacation if you're really a foodie, because you're going to go. And, you know, even after all that research, you might end up disappointed. There are certain cities, San Francisco, New Orleans, New York, Paris. People say, you can't go wrong. Yes, you can. I've had lousy meals in each one of those cities, including Paris just 2 weeks ago. I had two lousy meals in the same day in Paris. One of them was a place where I just walked past. It looked good. I saw some food on someone else's plate. That's always a good sign. Went in and sat down, ordered onion soup, because, you know, there they don't call it French onion soup. It's just onion soup. It was the worst onion soup I have ever had in my life.
Wow, that is
in
something for Paris. A restaurant critic.
In Paris, where you expect, you know, onion soup comes out of the faucet. It was the color of dishwater. It was also a assemble-it-yourself onion soup, where they brought a little dish of hard croutons and some grated cheese, and you were supposed to throw in your own crouton and spring your own cheese on top. It was absolutely dreadful. That was for lunch. That same night, I went to a restaurant that I had done that research on, that I had cross-referenced, and I'd read the reviews, and I'd talked to people, and I'd talked to locals, and went in and just had not an awful experience, but just a really average one.
Do you think that any of that is higher expectations from all the research, or was it just genuinely bland?
You may be right about that, because we do get our hopes up. We get our expectations high, especially on those restaurants that have high praise, because very seldom do they always come up to that level. Everyone has a bad night. Everybody has an off night. And so maybe I was there for one of those. It's sort of like the Murphy's Law of restaurant critics. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, especially if there's a restaurant critic in the restaurant. Then the next day, I had done no research. I'm walking down a little street called Daguerre Boulevard and come across a restaurant, La Chope Daguerre. It's packed. People are having a great time. This is always a good sign, too. If you don't do the advance research, look at the place yourself. Look at the menu. Look at the people. Look at the plates. And I had just one of the most wonderful omelets. And if you think an omelet is, you know, just an easy thing, it's you're spending too much time eating at American restaurants for breakfast, because an omelet is an art. This was just the perfect consistency, had that nice little coagulated outside, but the inside still had a little bit of runniness to the eggs. I love that.